Thank you. I don't know how many of you guys have ever seen me in concert before. I 6 years ago, I went on tour with Cademans, and they changed my life, literally. Like, I was waiting tables at the Olive Garden. I had recorded this really awful sounding independent record, and living in Nashville, and my wife and I spent all day every day licking envelopes and packing them with these really cheesy press kits, which is funny because there's no press to put in it, but it was a bunch of stuff we made up. And we put all the stuff in the press kits and we would mail them out to churches, and I would just beg anybody, please let me come play. I'll play for free. I'll pay you if I can come play at your church. And this one guy, after months and months, I was waiting tables like 70 hours a week. My wife was babysitting. We were barely making rent. And this one guy in Missouri, which is like 9 hours away from Nashville, said, "Oh, well, as a matter of fact, we're having a homecoming picnic that you could just stand by a tree and sing if you wanted. I don't care." So we were just all, thank you, Lord. And so excited about doing this show. And then the week before the show, I called the guy for directions, and he said, "Now, who are you again?" And I said, "Remember last month I called and said, did we not call you? And we don't really think there's room for you to play by the tree outside." And like the next night, I had just gotten this Cademans Call record, and the next night I was online, I was looking, and I posted a message on the board and said, "You guys are really cool. I like your lyrics, Derek Webb. You're awesome, and I think you're cool. I have an album. Here's my website." And oddly enough, he went to the website and really liked my lyrics. And then the next time I met him, they said, "Hey, you want to go on tour with us?" So we did, and then we were rolling in cash. The end. I'm just kidding. That's the big myth. But it was amazing to go from waiting tables at the Olive Garden to being on tour with this great band of kind people. So you guys are, I'm glad that you're here because they deserve to be heard. So my wife and I traveled with them for that tour, and then we, put out a couple records on a label and traveled around the country in this RV called the Millennium Falcon. We had my first kid, and 2 weeks after he was born, my wife was singing background vocals again. And then 14 months later, my second son was born, and 2 weeks after that, my wife was back out on the road with two babies singing background vocals. And man, did it stink. I mean, literally stunk. I don't mean it was hard. I just mean the RV smelled like just poop. Anyway, my wife got pregnant a third time somehow. It was time for us to make the hard call to sell the RV and actually get a house that was not on wheels. And so she stays home nowadays and doesn't miss the road one bit. She works so hard, and now when I leave, I'm just like, "I love you, my darling." And she says, "See ya, sucker." Anyway, I wrote this song for her. Oh, the funny thing about this song is I've never won any awards. I don't expect to ever win any, but I was nominated for a Dove Award last year for Country Song of the Year. I hate country music. That's the funny thing is I can't stand it.